From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the polls have closed and the counting has begun in Britain's referendum on whether or not to stay in the European Union. Voters in London braved downpours and flooding the choked traffic, flooded rail lines, and made it difficult for evening commuters to make it to the polling stations. Turnout was heavy at the end of a debate centering on immigration, sovereignty, and the economic future of Britain. London commuter George Webb says he voted to leave because of concerns that Turkey will join the EU.
Turkey are not doing enough to stop ISIS coming into their country. And if ISIS can get into Turkey, there's no reason ISIS can get across Europe and get into England, and we could have a Paris thing, a Belgium thing happen in this country. And that's the reason I voted out.
Another commuter, Jan Green, said that he voted to stay because Britain is better in the EU than out of it.
Sort of optimistic. I voted to remain. I see nothing wrong with the current system, and I think it would only be harmful to leave the Union. I think we're stronger together.
Proponents of a so-called Brexit say being in the EU has caused Britain to lose control of its borders and resulted in too much regulation from Brussels. Prime Minister David Cameron has led the campaign to remain in Europe, saying leaving the EU would make Britain less rich and less safe. The UN Special Envoy for Syria on Thursday said a critical mass was needed to boost talks on the beginning of a political transition. Speaking in Geneva, Staffan de Mistura said he hoped the negotiations could start soon, but explained they depended on the humanitarian conditions and the security situation in Syria. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. A deadlocked U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday thwarted President Barack Obama's plan to defer the deportation of millions of undocumented immigrants. The 4-4 decision left in place a lower court ruling that rejected the Obama administration's bid to set a new immigration policy by executive order after Congress failed to pass comprehensive immigration reform. At the White House, the president said the decision is deeply disappointing.
I think it is heartbreaking for the millions of immigrants who made their lives here, who raised families here, who hoped for the opportunity to work, pay taxes, serve in our military, and more fully contribute to this country we all love in an open way.
The president did score a victory at the high court when the justices upheld a University of Texas affirmative action program promoting the admission of racial minorities, 4-3. The court has been tied at 4 conservatives and 4 liberal justices since the late Antonin Scalia died in February. President Obama has nominated Judge Merrick Garland to replace Scalia, but Senate Republicans have refused to consider the president's nominee until after November's election. Democratic members of the House of Representatives ended their sit-in to protest a lack of action on gun control laws following last week's massacre in Orlando. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that expressing condolences to families is not enough. It's time to act.
How many more times do members expect it to stand for a moment of silence, and we do so reverentially and a deep, prayerful way for the families? But that is not a substitute for the actions that are needed.
Republicans who control the House of Representatives dismissed the call by their Democratic colleagues and voted early Thursday to adjourn their work until July 5th. 49 people were killed and more than 50 others wounded when a gunman opened fire in a crowded nightclub in Orlando last week. It was the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. A judge in Baltimore, Maryland, has acquitted police officer Cesar Goodson of all charges in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died after suffering spinal injuries in the back of a police van last year. Goodson, who drove the police van, faced the most serious charges in the case, including depraved heart murder. He was also found not guilty of manslaughter, assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment. The first trial of Officer William Porter ended in a mistrial last December. Officer Edward Nero was acquitted last month. An update on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing higher, European and Asian markets were also up. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.